Situation, knocking everybody off their feet. Ain't nobody can hold my attention. You hold my attention easily.
You work your magic in the room.
Who can help but notice you?
Shining brightly, you're the star. Ever sure of who you are.
Everyone, the phone lines are open. Call in 657-383-0771. That was Butterflies off their debut album. Everyone, call in. Welcome. Welcome. I have with me Joe. I have Daisy. I have Jackie. Oh, and BJ. Hey, let's get the party started. Hello, hello. And anyone that just called in, have patience. I'll give you time to speak with my guests. The first question I would like to ask you all is, where are you all calling from? Anyone can go first. How about Joe? You go first, Joe.
We're all in Detroit, Detroit, Michigan.
Oh,
of course,
okay.
The Motor City. Motown 60.
All right. Thank you for that information. And for anybody who wants to know, I am hosting from Evansville, Indiana. Hello, fans
out there.
All right. Now tell us all what inspired the group The Undisputed Truth to come back on the stage.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you why I came back. This is BJ speaking.
All right, BJ.
Yes, I came back to be a representative for the baby boomers to inspire them that it's never too late for new beginnings. Sometimes we think we get a certain age that we don't have inspirations and dreams to do things, but it's never too late for new beginnings. And I also wanted to be an example for a virtuous woman of God to win souls for God's kingdom using the Undisputed Truth as my platform. So that's my reason, and I'm enjoying it, and I'm thankful for the opportunity to do so.
All right. Thank you for that information. Does anyone else want to say something right now?
Ladies?
This is Jackie G. Hi. I feel so blessed being able to be with this particular group of people. You know how they say all things in its own time? And,
yeah.
The group began in 1971, came on the scene in 1971, and I think the music scene has recycled to where people can really appreciate songs of substance. And music has purpose and many different purposes as far as you can have fun with it, you can just dance with it, you can praise with it, you can do so many things. But I think Undisputed Truth has a history of having music with substance.
Yes.
And I'm proud to be a part of that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you for that information. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Anyone else have something to say? Go ahead.
Well, for me, this is Daisy.
Daisy.
Being a part of a group, you know, that that had hit when I was young enough to listen to them, or old enough to listen to them, rather. It was just good for me to be able to be a part of something that I value. Growing up, the messaging and the music was really, really good. And then it was always important for me, being a performer, to perform music that made a difference for people. And Undisputed Truth has always had those kind of messages. And even to this day, regardless if it's, you know, love songs or inspirational songs or socially driven messages, Undisputed Truth still has that. You know, they still have a strong neck for that, and I'm just honored to be a part of the new era of Undisputed Truth messaging.
All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Anyone else have something to say?
Well, yeah, this is Joe Harris, and I don't want to say that I ever left, but
yeah.
I've never really... I've been doing other things all in the midst, and once I left Whitfield Records in California, come back to Detroit, I kind of got inspired to perform again. You know, I did a lot of things producing with George Clinton and a lot of things on a lot of other parts of my career. And I met Jackie G through a friend of mine who was a guitar player with me, because I had talked about maybe retooling the group again. And he said, well, you need to talk to this young lady. So I talked to her, personality, everything about it was music, you know. And I was like, well, if I can get two or three of you like that, this will be no problem. And here we are.
All right.
I mean, you know, it's, you know, when you can get people together that that you enjoy being around, enjoy doing what you do, with, I mean, it's always fun. So So making music has always been fun. It's about having fun and at the same time having something to say.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you for that information. Wow. We have two callers already called in. Area code 614, please state your name. Go ahead, please.
Hello there, Lady Diva. This is Lardy, Miss Clardy.
Lardy, Miss Clardy.
That's right. And, you know, I am excited. Thank you for inviting me to come and to listen in on this fabulous moment of hearing about the undisputed truth. And I was listening to the conversation. I'm already inspired. Already. Thank you for
That's
your
great.
Support, for your motivation or inspiration on how to keep it light, fun, and doing it for God. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yes.
You're welcome.
I appreciate that. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You know, I'm excited. That's all.
All right.
It's okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Lardy, Miss Clardy, for calling in on the show. All right, All right, thank you so much for your support. You are a dear friend. Thank you so much.
Yes, so are you.
All right, thank you. Next, I have another caller, area code 740. State your name. Go ahead and speak, please.
Hi, this is Ron Baker, and I'm calling in to say hi, and I hope to see you guys somewhere in concert this year. I'm really looking forward to it.
Great.
Hey, thank you.
Yes.
Right. Hi, Ron.
Where are you calling from?
Southeastern Ohio, Jackson, Ohio.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right next to
you.
Right.
Look forward.
Ron is my friend.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
I am.
Okay.
All
right.
Okay.
Hey, Ron.
Very
nice.
Hey,
thank you for calling in. Thank you. All right.
Well,
we're going to move on. So the first song I played, Butterflies. Why do you think your fans love that song so much, Butterflies? Anyone can speak. Is this Joe?
Okay, yes. This is from my point of view. When we were programming the album, we took two points of view. Really, we wanted to be able to showcase ourselves individually to create a concept of in all directions, so to speak,
mm-hmm.
And talk about things that were so mundanely important to people, and some things that that have a little bit more of a conscious attitude about it and fun. And this song, we heard the song; it was so well written, and the harmonies were so well. We thought that we could try to add a little bit of something that we would wanted to bring to it, and Daisy worked it out and got a heck of a job, and it was one of those songs that stood the test of time when we started doing it. Daisy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, I think a different generation is starting to listen to, the new generation is starting to listen to the Undisputed Truth. They heard of them, and a lot of them are discovering where they came from and what their music is all about. And so
mm-hmm.
Having something that they can relate to already in terms of a pop feel just makes it easier to get into the album. I thought Butterflies was a fun song to record and do, and I thought it was totally different than anything that I had ever heard them do before. But when mm-hmm. you get past Butterflies and then you get into The Truth Gonna Set You Free,
right.
Those other songs, it's like, wow, It's just so deep. And for the group to be so diverse, it's important to, I believe, to have all those different styles of music in there so that it kind of gets to everyone. Everyone gets a chance to enjoy something really that they really, really enjoy. And I just think that's a really cool thing that was included on that,
right.
on the creative aspect
Not
of the album.
Not to mention Daisy's vocals are off the charts. She's so versatile and able to do from I Love You More, which is very soulful and rich, to Butterflies, which is light and beautiful and more. So we have a little something for every, like Daisy was saying, we have a little bit of something for all generations, you know, but it all works. It all works well together still.
Thank you all. Thank you for that information. Thank you so much. Wow. I have one more caller, and then I'm going to continue with the show. Caller, area code 313. Please state your name. Go ahead and speak, please.
My name is Reverend Dan Aldridge, and I'm the manager of the Undisputed Truth.
All right, Dan.
And I have a question.
All right.
My question is, how did it feel to remake the song Money? That was the first major hit for Motown.
BJ?
I know. This is Jackie G once again. And I know, BJ, you're going to chime in, but from my point of view, it was just so much fun when we were in the studio. It was so much fun. Okay, go, BJ. That's all I want.
Well,
so much fun.
It was. And also, listeners, we wanted to honor Barrett Strong, who was a great deal. He did a great deal for The Undisputed Truth. He was Norman Whitfield's co-writer. And he also was the first artist that put Motown on the map. And so Money, it was a tribute to Motown, as far as I'm concerned. And Barrett is still alive. He is. He has some songs for us coming up, too. So it's a shout-out to Barrett Strong. And also, Janie Bradford also co-wrote Money.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Thank you for that information. Thank you.
Yeah, and we were,
thank you very much.
You know, we were looking at the fact that this is Motown 60, and we thought that song, you know, as far as as Barrett and our rapport with Barrett and Motown, him being one of our first writers and producers, mm-hmm. you know, that would be the song that we, you know, chose to represent Barrett, you know, and, you know, for Motown 60.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you for that information. All right, well, we're going to move our party on along. I would like to start playing some music. I want to play Money while we're on the subject. And the phone lines are still open for anyone to call in. Here is Money, and I'll be right back. You all stay in your hot seat.
Okay.
Money, money, that's what I want to be. I want money, money, that's what I want.
Y'all had too much fun on that one.
We had fun, Brenda. We had fun.
Yeah, it was a little bit of fun.
We had a ball.
Y'all forgot me, though. Y'all forgot me.
Oh, my.
Yeah, that
all
was
right.
That was fun.
So the information I would like to get from all of y'all or just one of y'all is your website information and the social sites that y'all are listed on for our listeners and our fans out there to keep up with you guys.
Well, you can go to our webpage. You know, we have a, I call it a full service webpage because you can actually go on and get the CD and off the website as well. But it's www.theundisputedtruth.com. And all the music is available there. You can, you know, look at the photos. You can get a bio of everybody. It's got all the information in relation to us on there, including it'll have the dates that we have available, what we're going to be on in town or we're going to be going to or we're going to be doing shows. And then you can also catch us on social media. We have the Undisputed Truth on Facebook, and we also are on Spotify. You can pick up the music at Amazon.com, or you can get it on CD Baby. It's available on all the platforms, iTunes, you know, Apple Music, wherever you want to buy it. It's available everywhere. So anyone that wants to get it can get it.
All right. Thank you for that information. Was that BJ?
No, that was Daisy.
Okay, that was Daisy. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Daisy. Thank you for that information.
You're welcome.
Okay. I would like to play this main song. This is the song that made me fall out the chair. Truth Gonna Set You Free.
Uh-oh. Fall off.
I didn't even know this album was out. January of 2019, it was released. Is that correct?
Yes, that was the official release date. But we had a few glitches, and we played catch up. So we played catch up, and we caught up, and things happened for the reason that they happened, and ever since then, we've just been smooth sailing.
Wow, and Marlon. He sent me the song Butterflies, and then I did my research, and I did love Butterflies, but I really love the song Truth Gonna Set You Free because this song reminds me of smiling faces sometimes, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, and then I listened to the song over, and I played it again and again. I'm running down the street telling my friends, listen to this, listen to this. And you know, it was like, you know, you're right about the younger generation. They did not know who you guys were, but when that song "Smiling Faces," sometimes they say they remember that song, and then they like, where they been? Where they been? You know, so it's like y'all are a breath of fresh air coming back into the music industry because y'all have that touch of that R&B that people are still thirsting for.
Okay, that's great.
So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play this song and then we'll get back into some more information. So y'all still sit in your seats, and our listeners, the phone lines are still open if you want to call in. This is Truth Gonna Set You Free.
Your daddy is.
Listen to me.
Because the world is changing.
Every time I turn my TV on, it's madness.
You gotta put your faith in something more powerful than the almighty dollar. Because the money in
your pocket won't mean nothing if it ain't no tomorrow. 'Cause you can go where you wanna go, do what you wanna do, and be who you wanna be.
Listen to me.
And you can say what you wanna say, see who you wanna see.
The truth gon' set you free.
Oh Lord,
the truth gon' set you free. The truth gon' set you free.
Don't matter if you're walking or riding in a Cadillac,
as long as you get there. Gotta keep it moving. Put your faith to work or you won't get nowhere.
You gotta take care of
your business.
The only thing that can hold you back is,
only thing can hold you back is
you. The possibilities are endless if you believe in the truth. You wanna go, be who you wanna be. The truth gon' set you free.
Listen to me.
And you can see what you wanna see, be who you wanna be. The truth gon' set you free. And you can go where you wanna go, do what you wanna do, be what you wanna be. Oh Lord.
Be who you wanna be.
The truth gon' set you free.
And don't you wanna be free? Don't you wanna be free?
Look, one, two. I am the OG for sure. I'm gonna give you what you want plus a little bit more. So if you're ready, here we go. I got a PhD in the game. I'm a doctor. No weapons formed against me shall prosper. You can get with this, or you can get with that. We're the truth.
That's a fact.
And you can go where you wanna go, and do what you wanna do, and be who you wanna be. Oh Lord. And you can say what you wanna say, be what you wanna be.
The truth gon' set you free.
You can go where you wanna go, be who you wanna be, and do what you wanna do. And you can say what you wanna say, see what you wanna see.
The truth gon' set you free. The truth gon' set you free.
Set you free. Is there a brief story behind it?
Well, yeah, kind of, sorta.
One of my partners.
Okay, one of my partners. He's when I first started to come back to Detroit to retool the group. Before I met Jackie G, I came back and did a couple of things for the city of Detroit. And I didn't want to just go up there and be a single and just sing, you know, Undisputed Truth song. So I put a concept together with two other folks. One of the young ladies was the wife of Clay McMurray. He was a writer and producer. He is, and he's still alive when I say it was. He wrote and produced at Motown. He did If I Were Your Woman. And his wife was a singer. And another friend of mine, his name was Dale Greer, called himself Cadillac Dale. And I used to sit and help him write, and he was from New School. He was into hip-hop and a lot of those things, but he was an Undisputed Truth fan. That's how we were connecting.
Okay.
And when he heard that we were going to do this album, he wanted to concept some things from the earlier days of the Undisputed Truth, but he wanted to try to put a little bit kind of a hip-hop type of a vibe to it, and then we wanted to add a little jazzy feeling to it. And we worked some things out, and we went in the studio, and we just started having fun with it. And it started doing what it wanted to do, you know, on its own. I mean, I got some musicians on there that you may have thought that they played together, but I mean, everybody was feeling it the way they felt it, and it came,
wow.
You know, it came out just like you're hearing
yeah.
it now. Because everybody,
wow.
just like you were saying about the old feeling and today, those were the ideas and the thoughts that were in the head of the musicians. And,
right.
And well, we were feeling like that too. Daisy is an instructor of us for us with all the Dave's music and being able to collect or relate to the past.
Right. And thank you for that information. Wow. I love that trumpet player in there. Who was that? What's the musician's
Daisy.
Name?
That's Dwight Adams. That's Detroit's mm-hmm. own Dwight Adams. He is currently the trumpet player for the one and only Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder.
Oh, wow.
Right out of Detroit, Michigan.
How did
you
get him?
Oh, he jumped
wow.
at him. Daisy and them used to play. They used to be in a band together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He and
wow,
I played in the band
is,
together for about 9 years. Yeah, he's awesome.
That is so nice. So, I would like to ask you, do y'all have any future new projects coming up that y'all would like to tease us with? Any little details on any other new future projects coming up?
Daisy?
I mean, we're always working on new stuff, new music or whatever.
Yeah,
Go ahead.
Yeah, we're working on really putting another the second half to this CD. We're gonna do that, but at the present time, we're putting the show together
okay.
for the old stuff and the new stuff. And we're actually waiting on some dates from Europe. We wanted
okay.
to do some things with the new band that we're working that you know that they're in California now. That
okay.
they're putting the stuff together there. So we're going to try to do a lot of things here in town. But we want to give the record a chance, or the CD a chance to introduce us all over again.
Well,
and,
I think tonight you got a good start because I have promoted and advertised it on all
you sure
common
have.
Networks. Yeah.
We appreciate
and if anybody,
you,
if anybody
so
missed
that.
The show, and if anybody missed the show tonight, just to let you know, copy that link, save it, and still pass it around. The show will be active for up to 2 years. I grant you that. I have
oh, wow.
a caller.
Okay, well,
a caller with area code 678. Please state your name. Go ahead, please.
I know that.
This is Georgia.
678 area code. Please state your name, please. Go ahead. All right.
Don't
then
be
they
shy.
Must be, yeah, they shy. we're just going to go. I would like to ask you this. What is your ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of this new album CD? I'll let each and every one of you to answer that question. What is your ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of the music, the new CD album?
Well, this is Brenda. With BJ, I really just want them to enjoy our message to our songs and to enjoy us as a group. We all are individual lead singers, but as a group, I think we are something that is new, you know, as far as our sound is concerned. So I just want everybody to appreciate the new Undisputed Truth.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for that. Yeah. Anybody else have anything to say about that? What is your ultimate desire, what you want your fans to get out of this new CD album?
Well, I would love for people to feel the kinship and also to be lifted in any way, shape, or form, through our music, through our lyrics, through the way it makes them feel. Yeah, I just feel like I would like for them to feel lifted.
Lifted, right. Okay. And anybody else have something to say before I go on?
Yeah,
all
well,
right.
You know, for me,
okay.
Let me see. I put my phone over there. Oh, okay. Here I am. For me, I have had quite a few different concepts as far as Undisputed Truth is concerned. From the beginning, Brenda and I were originals, and then through the years, the concept kind of changed a few times, you know, and it happens like that in this business, because people have things that they're doing, and then when we moved to California, you know, the movies and all those things. So making a full circle and feeling getting a lot of feedback from folks that people were asking, well, why won't you do something? Why don't you put some music out or do this? Why don't you perform? I didn't want to go and perform continuously doing old stuff. You know, I wanted to do new stuff and give the new people
Enjoy.
An opportunity to express themselves and people
to bring
become familiar with them.
Yeah.
So that was basically my purpose for putting this type of a CD together, to introduce the people and for people to get to know them vocally.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you for that information. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Certainly.
Now, Joe Harris, you've been playing for some years. You were in a group, Detroit soul group called the Fabulous Peps, that was formed in 1962, and you also became a member of the Ohio Untouchables, that was later called the Ohio Players.
Yeah.
How did you do it? How did you do it? I mean, how are you still here? You still got your voice. You still got your health. How are you still doing it? What is keeping you going like that?
Well, you know, when I first started listening to music, when I was very young, listening to music, we would hear music until 4, 5, or 6 o'clock in the afternoon, and then we didn't hear it anymore. And as I grew older, music started becoming more and more a part of my life, and especially in Detroit, everybody was singing. Everybody had a song,
mm-hmm.
they had something to say, and the way that they feel, and it was just a part of being who you were. You had to sing about something. And all these years doing a lot of different things and coming back, I did not want to come back and try to repeat something that I had already done. So the challenge for me was to be able to put a group of people together that were more family-like or more of a one, everybody on the same page, in other words. Everybody is striving for the same thing, and they love music. See, so that is my whole thing. I mean, music, I'm going to be doing music till there's no more music. And to have some folks that you can make music with, I mean, music is harmony, and to be in harmony with folks with your music, and we had an opportunity on this platform to reach people, to be able to communicate to people and talk about things that, you know, we need to talk about as a black community.
Right.
You know, because, you know,
that's it.
We all, yeah, you know, we all have to keep striving and going through hoops because they took away the real radio from us. I mean, radio in the sense that this is better. So what we're doing now, we're learning the new curves in the new radio and being able to be in touch with people directly, to be able to speak to them on shows like this, and to talk to them about mm-hmm. the music that we're making, which is different from the way we used to do it with the record companies, where we would make a record, put it out, they would go to the DJs, we would do their shows, and that was, you know, boom, the show, but would it be 10 or 12 different acts there, so you just do your song and get. Today we get a chance to, just like this show here, we've been doing quite a few of them, where we get a chance to really sit and talk with folks and hear how people think about the Undisputed Truth, you know, as a musical history. And music is just the way we want to communicate. That's what's happening. That's why I feel like this is one of the greatest things for me in my whole career. This is the best part of it.
Yes. Wow. Thank you for that information. Anybody else have something to say? All right. Yes. We will move on. So I would like to ask, before I spin the next track song, which is called I Love You More, I would like to ask, do y'all have any upcoming events or live performances scheduled in your community or any other cities? Yeah, anybody have anything to say about that?
No, we had a few things that has passed that was coming up, but like I said, I didn't take anything because we got some promoters in Europe that are asking us to clear dates and so we want to try to, you know, to take our aim at those dates. We may be doing some casinos in the States pretty soon. So, but I mean, you know, everything is maybe 2 months to 3 months ahead of time. But we're wide
right
now. We're taking dates now. Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, y'all need to take note and look for Evansville, Indiana. We do have a casino down here in Evansville, Indiana called Tropicana. And so, we have Tropicana Casino down here in Evansville, Indiana. So I will be looking for y'all, trying to see what we can work out with.
Evansville,
all right.
That was one of the first towns I played in when I was with the Ohio Players in Evansville. That's where we used to come
to
play all the time.
Well, it has changed a whole lot.
I am sure.
It used to be called Little Chicago, but not that no more.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, here is the song track by The Undisputed Truth called I Love You More. I'll be right back. Phone lines are still open, everyone. If I ever leave you, baby, you can say I told you so. And if I ever hurt you, you know I'd hurt myself as well. Is that any way for a girl to carry on? Do you think I want my loved one gone? I love you more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. When I was making just a little bit of money, you know where my paycheck went. Because it was so many men that did that song. I even heard it in jazz form. Yeah, so it was like a woman did this, sang it to a man. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
You know, sometimes they want to hear the same message, right?
Exactly. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. So we're almost at the end of our showcase. The party is almost over. The phone lines are still open. I would like to ask each and every one of you if you want to give a shout out to all those persons that supported you on this new album CD. Go right ahead.
Well,
starting off with Joe Harris or anybody. Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead,
ladies.
Joe.
Ladies first.
Ladies first.
Yes.
Oh. Well, this is BJ. I would like to give a shout out to my sister Marlito, who had my back the whole time that I came back out here in Detroit. I wouldn't be able to be here if it wasn't for her. You know, she basically let me have a place to stay. And, you know, she's had my back the whole time. So I want to give a shout out to Marlito. And I want to give a shout out to my music family, Joe, Daisy, and Jackie, for loving on me, because Jackie and Daisy really didn't know me when I came out here. I came out here in 2017 to rejoin. So I just love you guys, and I just love you. You know that.
Yeah.
Who's next?
Back at you, BJ. This is Jackie G, and you know, I cannot say how much the everybody means to me. That I keep talking about our kinship and how special this grouping is, and it's I think evident in the music. So I'm just perfectly like in love with all of you. I'm just perfectly in love with it. I just appreciate you in every way, and everybody's so different. And I want to give a shout out to my family, my dear family, and my dear friends that are just so supportive in coming to performances and purchasing the music and, you know, giving me a critical ear and, you know, listening and just being good family and good friends. Can't get enough of that.
Aw, yes, thank you. Who's next? Go ahead.
Well, this is Daisy. This is Daisy. I guess we got to thank everybody that had a part of doing the CD with us, because they kind of helped, you know, they held the vision for us. You know what I'm saying? When Joe or Dan would go to them and talk to them about doing a project, they were more than excited to do it. And so I just appreciate them for being a part of it and, you know, helping us to bring this to fruition. And then, you know, thank you to the group, because without the group being there, we couldn't have got it done. We all was on one accord for this project, and I've never seen a group work together like we did. You know, it was like getting it done. And it wasn't because it was something that had to be done. We really had fun going in and doing it from the start to the finish, you know, where I was like kind of missing, like, oh, what are we going to do now? So, you know, but it was a fun project to work on, and I'm so excited to work on the next thing. And then we got to thank Rufus and Denise Harris. You know, they were like, they were the pit stop and what is it, Pontiac? The pit stop in Pontiac. I hate to say that, but the studio Waterford, yes. And just being there for us and working with us even after the project was done. You know, they worked with us on some things. And so it's been a journey, but we've had a lot of great people that had a hand in helping us to bring it to. So I just really want to thank them.
Mr. Dan Aldridge, our executive producer. We would not have this, any of this, without Mr. Dan Aldridge, who just called in. We love you, Dan.
Marlon and Pedro and all those great people that put, you know, that did some work with us. It was just awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I would like to thank all the musicians that that, you know, that were readily available. I mean, some of the best folks in Detroit. I mean, it's been a while since I had a connection with what was going on in Detroit, because the last time I left Detroit, I was working with George Clinton and producing a lot of stuff for Don Davis. We did, we did everything from the Red Hot Chili Peppers to Belita Woods. We did a whole lot of stuff. And just coming back to Detroit and seeing that the music is still here, the musicians and all those things, it's just we're trying to retool the city to get it up and going so that we can create our living, our means for living again here in this city. And that's one of the purpose, so that, you know, we can pass this music on to those folks that were not around when the real stuff was happening. So that's my that's what I'm trying to do. That's part of what I'm trying to do, and I wanted to come back to Detroit to do that.
All right. All right. Well, do y'all have anything else you want to say before we go out? And the last question I'm going to ask is, what are your words of wisdom? Do you all have any advice to give to those persons getting into the music industry, or do you just have a spiritual message to deliver? Go ahead.
This is BJ.
Well, okay. All right, BJ.
I just want to say never give up on your dreams no matter what, and just believe in yourself. It takes hard work, but just be press in as much as you can and walk by faith and not by sight.
That's
all right. All right. Thank you. Anyone else have something to say?
Daisy?
Yeah, I guess I was going to say the same thing BJ said, but you know, persistence is the key for anyone trying to start in the music, or, you know, even just to put an album out, because some people just want to do some music, you know. But persistence is the key of getting it done, and then really having faith and believing in what your talent is, because everybody has a different talent. And you may not be like this person. You may have something that's totally different, but never give up and believe in who you are and what you create. The world is so big, and there's room for more creators to come in. You know, look at where rap has taken a turn to. It's just unbelievable from the 80s, well, from the 70s to where we are with rap, and it's still here. And so just keep the faith and stay persistent and always be as creative as you can.
All right. All right. Amen. Thank you. Anyone else have something to say? Anyone else?
Well, I would like to say.
Jackie G.
Go ahead, Jackie G.
Okay. Is this okay? Oh, okay. Yeah. I just wanted to, this is not a musical thing, but I guess music is love. But I would love for all of us to take really good care of each other. I'm talking in a world sense. Take
yes.
good care of each other and take good care of yourself. So love on each other and love on yourself.
Yeah.
There you
That's
go.
My message.
All right. Thank you for that.
Well, I have one saying that I think is very fitting, you know, especially now as I look back through my career.
Wow.
And just saying that. As I look back, I realize one thing is that I never did any of this by myself.
Yeah.
I am fortunate enough to have worked with folks like Prince and Michael Jackson and quite a few other folks that were great enough to be able to make their own music and their everything, Stevie, all those things, and especially all the folks that I came up with around Motown. But it made me realize that if I hadn't have been around a lot of different folks with a lot of different kind of flavors and ideas musically, I would have never been able to find out what it was that I were able to do. You know, I know I didn't invent anything. There's nothing new about music. Music is love, as Jackie said earlier, and I've always believed that. But music is us. Music is us. It's us. It's all of us. You know, it doesn't separate anybody. It's us. And to be able to bounce your head or do a swing or tap your foot at the same time in concert with somebody else, that means that the world is going in the right direction.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for that. Wow. My mind is just blown away from all of you. You're so experienced and so seasoned. My goodness.
Thank you.
We appreciate you. Thank you so much, Brenda. Thank you.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I would like to ask you one more question. And y'all was invited to perform for the Aretha Franklin event. How did that go?
Oh, yeah.
How did y'all feel emotionally to do that?
Wow. Honored.
Let me just, very,
we were honored.
Yeah, I mean, that
very much so.
It was such mm-hmm. it was such a great I mean, everybody that was there on that show, I mean, we all had the same feeling. I mean, you know, I came up with Aretha, and just to have known her and to know her life travels, I mean, the things that she was able to do just from performing, her singing, mm-hmm. was able to do for us as a people. People will have to understand, I mean, Aretha Franklin made it possible for Martin Luther King to do what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. When there was no
right.
money, Aretha Franklin and Harry Belafonte and a few other folks worked and turned all that money mm-hmm. over to those folks to be able to do, to keep this thing going that we're still fighting today.
Yeah.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. I felt honored. I was super honored for Joan Belgrave, who's the wife of Marcus Belgrave, one of the top trumpet players at Motown,
uh-huh.
came and asked us to do it. You know, she was commissioned mm-hmm. with the project, and she said that she would be honored for us to do it, and it was an honor
oh.
for us to do that. You
oh,
know.
Okay.
So,
wow,
yeah.
wow. Wow, that's amazing.
Yes.
That is so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So since I'm going to play the last song, You Can't Run. Now, how did y'all create the title of that song? Is there a brief story behind it before I play and sign
there's
out?
That was the concept that we started the CD on. And the
oh,
concept
okay.
came from Norman Whitfield wrote this song. I mean,
yeah.
years ago.
Yeah.
In fact, he had started writing the song for The Undisputed Truth before we parted. And
okay.
a few mm-hmm. years later, he did the last CD on the Four Tops, where he started doing the whole CD with all of the original Four Tops that they were together for their last recording performances. Levi got sick. One of the other guys passed. They didn't get a chance to finish it.
Okay.
This particular song, Levi it did on the Four Tops, but Levi didn't get a chance to finish, so they put another one of the singers in, like they do, like we switch leads, and that was not the Four Tops. If Levi's not singing all the way through, you know, then the concept of the Four Tops is lost. So that song was sitting there, and a couple of folks said, you know, you need to do that song. And
oh, okay.
we took the song, and I brought it and presented it to everybody, and they liked it. And that song is the start of all of this. You can't run from yourself. It's it's about opioids and alcohol and all those
right,
kind of
I know. Yeah, I love that song on the album as well. So
okay.
Y'all got me. I will follow you for life. Can you give your website information again and the social site you listed on before we go again, please? Any one of y'all?
Well, we're on,
yes.
This is Daisy, and we're actually on Facebook. You can just link right up to us at The Undisputed Truth on Facebook. And also our website is The Undisputed Truth, www.theundisputedtruth.com. And that's our website. You can go on and, you know, leave a message, say, hey, how y'all doing? And you can
the
actually
real
get
undisputed
music
truth.
There for the website.
Yeah,
www.theundisputedtruth.com.
Yeah, the real undisputed
truth. The real undisputed truth?
Yes.
Okay, so it's therealundisputedtruth.com. And you can go to the website and check us out.
All right, thank you for that information. And either one of y'all can mention the nonprofit organizations that y'all 100%
Daisy.
Always support.
Daisy?
I don't have any. I don't have any.
Jackie, what's the name of the kids, the choir?
Nonprofit.
The kids choir.
the nonprofit organization,
okay.
the Children's Choir.
The it's called the Children's Choir of Detroit. That's affiliated inside of Orchestra Hall, and they're doing some wonderful things with children of all around what they call the Metropolitan Detroit area. So you have a mixture of all cultures joined together, singing and getting a musical experience. And they will be performing a song of ours very soon. We're working on a project with them. You'll hear more about it later.
Okay. Will y'all have that information on your social site, like Facebook or your website?
We will be putting it up.
Yeah, as it gets underway.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll be playing You Can't Run. I want to thank you all for your participation and taking time out on your day to come on my showcase tonight. I love you guys.
Anytime.
I love your album. Y'all did so good
thank
on this
you.
Album. So good.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
I want to say thank you, Marlon McNichols, for contacting me to get you guys on here. And I try to keep in touch. And
we thank you for that.
Absolutely.
All right. You're welcome. My pleasure. My pleasure. This is Brenda Moss, a.k.a. Lady Diva, signing out on Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. Stay in touch. I have more shows this month. This month ain't gone yet. And, hey, go out and buy The Undisputed Truth online. Great album, you guys.
Yes.
Great. This is You Can't Run. Good night, everyone. Have a blessed evening.
Problems too. made the record.